بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance field. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. The front lines of our battlefield were mihrabs, the place in front of the mosque where the prayer leader leads the communal prayers of worship. In the middle of the night, a young man, a commander, or someone who was not a commander, a company, or a battalion would sit down, shed tears, cry, and pray. This did not happen in just 1, 2, or 10 cases. This was happening in all the various areas of the front. Where in the world, in which war, in which military conflict has such a situation ever been seen? Where has there been this passion for martyrdom, these invocations, such attentiveness to Almighty God, a desire for martyrdom, and such things? There was also the general presence of the nation. In other words, the battlefield did not just consist of the area where there was a conflict taking place. Areas behind the fronts were also part of the battlefront, like the places from where the forces were being supplied. Around the world, military bases are the place where forces are supplied from. But here, they came from the military bases, mosques, hayats, universities, seminaries, and schools.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
A school teacher would go to fight in the war, and his students would follow him. There were many martyrs who were high school students, many who were university students, and many who were seminary students. A large number of people from the mosques and a large number of those who spoke for the people on the minbars served as this magnificent movement. These people were the defenders. There were families, housewives, and others in various sectors who were supporting the effort as well. In places where they were working to support our troops, they would wash the blood-stained clothes of the soldiers. This has been written about in the book, The Pool of Blood, and I have mentioned this book before. The entire nation was involved in these affairs. Now, I'm not saying that every single person in the nation was involved, but this movement took place among the general public and among different levels in society. It was not limited to a group of people who would leave the barracks to fight and return. The greatness of an event can be well understood from this factor and factors of this kind. In my opinion, dozens of clarifying and artistic works can be produced with regard to this aspect, especially with regard to this third aspect, who were the defenders. Work should not be limited to merely writing books.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.